have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMC Podcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Nils Smith, and not joined on this episode with Jay Cranda. It would actually make for probably a better and more engaging episode. Just joking, Jay. If you're listening, I am joined by Haley Powell. Haley is the social media manager at my church, Community Bible Church. And Haley, I'm so excited to have you on the show today.
Thanks for having me on, Nils. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So if you would just start out, tell us a little bit about you, your background, how you became the social media manager at CBC and what it is that you do in that role.
Sure. So I go to a small group at Community Bible Church. I've actually been a member there for 9 years. In going to the small group, I learned that I hated where I was working. I was working at a hotel for 5 years and it wasn't where I wanted to be. So I decided to take a big leap of faith, put in my 2 weeks notice and go job hunting. And Community Bible Church ended up hiring a social media manager. So I put in my application. I didn't have any experience. I got my bachelor's in communication studies at Texas State, took one class in social media and fell in love with it. So I thought, hey, I think I'd be great at this, but I don't have any experience. Will you hire me? And then I got hired on 3 weeks later.
That's awesome. So what caught your attention about the role specifically when you read about it on the website?
So I love CBC, of course. I've been going there for 9 years, love everything it stands for. And watching their Facebook and Instagram and different social media platforms, I thought, you know, we live in such a digital world. What a cool way to talk about God online. Like, how cool would it be to be a part of that? And I loved the one class I took on it. So yeah. Gave it a shot and I love it now.
That's great. So, I've got to tell people, as the one that hired you, going through that process with you, what it is that stood out to me about you is you only had maybe 100 followers on Twitter. You were semi-engaged on social media, but you were active. You were on there, but you didn't have experience. But you stalked me on social media when you were applying for the job. You interacted with me. You connected with me. You messaged me through Facebook, so through social media rather than email. And it really stood out to me that you were being so proactive on these social channels. And then naturally, as we went through the process, I connected with you personally and you had such an outgoing personality. And I'll tell you what drew me to you was that you were so social. And so social media is really less about the technology, in my opinion, and it's more about social. Looking for people that are going to build those relationships online. And use that for ministry purposes. And so I saw your heart in that and really your passion to use those platforms for ministry purposes. So now you've got the job, you've been at CBC for about 5 months. Can you talk about what do you do in that role? Because I remember when I first started at CBC and I was a social media pastor, people would tell me, so do you just play on Facebook all day? Like what is your job? What does a regular week look like in your world?
Yeah, I need to schedule out. So for Facebook, we have Community Bible Church Facebook, and we also have online church Facebook. So I've got two different Facebooks I'm working on. And I like to get at least three minimum, four really, I'd like to get out, like between 4 and 7 posts out. And my posts, they're like your book wrote about, they're everything from information, conversation, to inspiration. So you can't just feed people stuff about come to my event. So I like to do a lot of engaging posts, lots of small questions. What's on your plate for this week? Or how was your weekend? And just get really people engaged on social media, get them talking with me. So I'll schedule out all of my posts on Facebook. Same thing with Instagram. What's going on cool in the church? Get some cool pictures, post them. Less marketing on that, more just fun and getting people engaged. And then throughout the week, just working on all the other platforms. So Twitter on Sundays, I'll go to the different to our church services. Used to be, I would go to Chris and Robert at our church, but now just Robert, and just write down like the key points that he writes and use those as tweets throughout the week. So just taking notes on Sunday and getting those scheduled out for the week. So
that's great. And so you say scheduled out. Can you talk a little bit about the tools you use or where it is that you schedule everything out? And then the question that I always hear too is you can put all this content out there. Mm-hmm. How do you manage the conversation? So then as each post creates conversations, how do you keep up with it all?
Sure. So I like to use Social Report. Social Report is a great tool, especially if you're in a rush. You can put schedule one thing out and send it to lots of platforms. So to LinkedIn, to Pinterest, to Facebook, you can get it everywhere at one time. But of course, you get more views and engagement if you do it natively. So I like to Monday, I like to just spend time doing things natively. So like on Facebook, I'll schedule out videos that we get from our tech team.
And natively being like you actually get on Facebook.com mm-hmm. and do it right there on that platform rather than using that external tool. Yeah.
Exactly. So do that with Facebook and with Twitter and those different platforms. And as far as being engaged in conversations, I find that most people actually talk back to me in the evening, you know, once they're mm-hmm. done with work and they get home. So, you know, I pull up my cell phone. The iPhone can go with you anywhere. I just sit down on the couch and see what people are talking about and just making sure that we respond to them. You know, my favorite thing about the job is writing a question and somebody responds to me. And then they're so surprised when I give them a response back, like somebody's actually on the other side of that computer. So just making sure the conversation keeps going. Yeah.
I think the wow factor when it comes to social media is rarely in the content you create. The wow factor comes in the response that you have to their response to your content. And so when you're responsive and you're engaged with your social media content, you really create deeper connections and deeper relationships. I think that's huge. So this brings up a point you and I have talked about offline quite a bit is time balance. You know, so you're fairly newly married. And you've got three kids, I think, as dogs. You have these pets that have taken over your life. So you don't have kids yet, but you do. It's important to have life balance. And so with social media, it can mm-hmm. be a challenge. I was a youth pastor before I was in social media, and it was so hard to have balance in my marriage and everything else because it never stops. And social media is even worse because it really never stops, and you could work 24/7. How do you create boundaries for yourself when the work never stops?
So I'm still teaching myself to create boundaries. It's a learning process, definitely. One thing I do for myself is, you know, once I get home, my husband's also going to school. So if I see his laptop come out, I might slip my laptop come out. I might let my laptop come out. Or same thing with his phone. If he's playing on Facebook, I'll pull up my Facebook. But most of the time, I won't be on my personal one. I'll be on the Community Bible Church Facebook or online church. And that's when I'm responding to people. I just want to make sure people get responded to. But I also have my own family time. So I kind of gauge it against my husband. If he's using technology, I'm going to pull mine out too. Yeah. One thing that we do like to do when we go to dinner, and I need to get better about it. When we go on a date, we put our phones on phone dates. So we'll be there and then we set our phones on top of each other and set them aside. So
that's awesome. Yeah. That's a great idea for married couples. Go put your phones on a phone date and let them spend time with each other away from you.
We need to be better at it. And he called me out the other day. He was like, you know, we haven't done that in a while. I was like, oh, you're right. Here's my phone. Phone date started. So
yeah. I love that.
I'm learning.
So when it comes to social media, I'm curious, what do you find to be the most effective social network for your profession there for the church? And then which one do you get most excited about personally? Which one do you have the most fun on if you're just going just to leisurely play on social media?
Yeah. So I think the most effective right now is our Facebook platforms. We have the most followers there, the most engagement. That's where I'm going to get people responding to me most of the time. What I'm most excited about is Periscope. There's just so many opportunities for Periscope right now. So I've been on the weekends Periscoping our church services, different songs or clips. And then this past weekend, I Periscoped part of our young adults ministry, part of their small group. And I just think that's so cool for people all over the world to tune in and just see what's going on at our church right now. But we had the conversation this morning about we should totally, I mean, we can dig deeper into this and do behind the scenes. That's what people want to see. Like, hey, you work at this huge mega church. Like, what do you do? Like, who's behind the scenes? So that's what I really need to start doing. Like we talked about with the receptionist or going to our tech arts. I mean, they have all that crazy equipment and show people around back there. I think that has, I think Periscope's going to blow up.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting to see how that trend develops and where it goes from here. Well, as you give advice to churches, because most churches don't have the resources to hire a full-time social media manager, mm-hmm. And they've either got a volunteer or, you know, a youth pastor that has 17 other different jobs within the church that they've got to do. Yeah. What advice would you give to them on how to manage all of this, or where to even begin when it comes to social media?
So I would definitely tell them, if they're managing multiple platforms, like they want to have Facebook and Twitter and these different things, use Social Report. It's so easy. It's so convenient. Instead of spending time on each platform, you can schedule everything, one post for all these platforms at one time. I'd say start there. And then also just have fun with it. You don't, graphic designers are great, but you don't need them. I mean, there's so many free apps that you can download. Two of my favorites right now that I've been using, they're called Studio and Fonto, and they're completely free. And I like just to make little graphics that with a cool picture that says like "You matter," and then write a little scripture below it. I mean, you don't need a graphic designer; you can do these things pretty quickly and without having any experience. So just have fun with it.
Yeah. So can you repeat what those two programs are? Because I'm sure people are going to really be interested in what those are.
Yeah, definitely. The first app that I love is called Studio, and I've actually shocked myself in making some different graphics. I'm like, man, you know, I didn't go to graphic school or anything, but it's super user friendly.
Is it on your iPhone or on your computer?
On my iPhone.
On the iPhone. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the other one that I love is called Fonto. That's Fphonto. Okay. And that one, I usually go, there's this website I love called Unsplashable. And there you can download any picture that you want and use it for free. So I just go to Unsplashable, grab a picture that looks great, and then whatever scripture I'm reading in the morning myself, write something inspirational on it, and then below it, like on Instagram, just write the whole scripture. Just something inspirational like that takes you about 5 minutes.
That's awesome. That's great advice. And I know YouVersion, you can actually create social graphics within YouVersion as well.
Yeah.
With Bible verses. So those are great free apps, good tips. And Social Report, I promise we don't sell Social Report, but we do love it at CBC. It's socialreport.com as we get access. And I believe it's half price for nonprofits. So make sure you check that out and take advantage of their nonprofit price. Hootsuite is another great program that's similar. And you can kind of push content out to multiple social networks from one place, from that platform. Well, Haley, thanks so much for sharing here on the Social Media Church podcast. We'll look forward to following you further at CBC and the stuff you're doing there. Can you share a little bit how people can get a hold of you or where they can find you personally on social media?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me on Instagram by my first and last name. That's Haley, and it's spelled Halie. And then my last name's Powell, Powell. My Twitter handle is Haley, Halie, B as in boy, Powell, Haley B. Powell. So I'd love for you to follow me.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll look forward to seeing you on social media. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.